Day 277, Grace and Glory. Victors realize that through God's grace, they have an identity that is complete now and forevermore. The foundation of identity is a powerful place from which real and life-changing generosity can be made possible. As quoted from the book, Victor Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 132, the key to being able to be generous with all that the victor has been given is the realization and the application of grace from God. It is when we believe that our ability to be generous is a direct result of the fact that we have done all we can to receive that grace that victors are flirting with victim thinking. Grace that comes from a fullness of identity based on something other than what God only can provide is a grace that is counterfeit and so destructive to those of us trying to live this life as a victor. I came across this quote that sums up how grace can be a double-edged sword. Thomas Watson says, "Not so empty of grace as he that thinks he is full." It is when we think our good situation is a direct result of our efforts at receiving grace that emptiness is what we will experience. Grace is a gift. It isn't earned. It can't be bartered, and it definitely should not be a characteristic that makes anyone form an opinion as to who they are. Going down this road takes us straight to victim thinking. It is a fine line we walk. Our identities as a victor happens only because of the grace of God that is on us. Were it not for that grace, we would be left to our own devices to create and maintain an identity that we hope works in this world. It is when we come to define who we are based on worldly views of what grace should look like that trouble starts to happen. Remember, grace is defined as getting something we do not deserve. No amount of our own efforts will ever make us deserving of a gift as great as God's grace. We can never do enough to be what the deep recesses of our souls long to be. All we can do is believe. It is as we believe what God says about us that grace takes on a power that it is supposed to have in order to be considered truly generous. Check out today's Bible reading as it relates to the subject of grace. By entering in through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open the doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. Romans 5, 1-2, The Message. We spend so much time trying to stand tall in this world. We want this world to take notice of us, to find us of worth, to see our lives as having meaning, to believe that we are making a difference. Today's reading says that that is only possible as we stand in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory. Jonathan Edwards says, "Grace is but glory begun, and glory is but grace perfected." That's what is happening in our lives. God is perfecting His grace in us, and that is producing glory all around us. That's the power that is supposed to be behind our generosity in this world. It isn't the perfection we can maintain as a victor that makes grace turn to glory. It is the fact that our victor status is being perfected by God that makes glory something we can come to expect from this life. What is it going to take for your perfection to happen today? I can tell you this for sure. It isn't going to take more of your effort. Your effort to get grace is exactly what will keep God's glory from being seen in your life. Believe what God says about you, His child. You are a victor because of His grace being on you. Let that grace turn to glory as the process God takes you on perfects you even more in this world.